It was early Monday morning when regulators announced the end of First Republic Bank and what they hoped was the end to a crisis of confidence in the U.S. financial system. Banking giant J.P. Morgan stepped in to purchase the California-based bank's nearly $104 billion in deposits and $229 billion in assets before the stock market opened. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon spoke with analysts about the deal.
No crystal ball is perfect, but this part of the crisis is over.
First Republic had been teetering on the brink of collapse in the wake of two others, Silicon Valley and Signature Bank, amounting to some of the largest bank failures in U.S. history. Rising interest rates caused loans and investments to lose value. All three of these banks catered to wealthy clients with large uninsured deposits, more prone to withdraw them in times of stress.
We had a structure of near zero interest rates for 20 years. And when you begin to reset those, especially very quickly, which the Fed has under pressure from the inflation debates that we've had, you're going to have structures that evolved under low interest rates that don't meet the challenges of a new environment very well, of a higher interest rates.
The Federal Reserve meets later this week to decide whether or not to continue that policy of raising interest rates. At the White House, President Joe Biden attempted to reassure depositors and the American public their money is safe.
These actions are going to make sure that the banking system is safe and sound, and that includes protecting small businesses across the country who need to make payroll for workers and their small businesses.
While rising interest rates may continue to make financial institutions reluctant to loan money, federal regulators are hoping that this allows the country to put the banking crisis behind them. One clear winner in all of this is, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase. It was already the United States' largest bank. Now, with this acquisition, it's even larger. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.